Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Facebook, Messenger, Instagram, apparently a crash today, caused a lot of panic. I'm on Facebook now. I know not everybody has access to it, but for some reason our account went back up. But what was fascinating was the panic, the anxiety that people had because they couldn't log in. And I think we need to talk about that because there's a lot of things that could be in our future that's going to be causing some pretty horrific stress, especially if we go to war with any of these countries that have been messing with us and messing with Americans. But the anxiety over a social media platform going down and having an outage, insurmountable. And so many people rely on these social media apps for work. I don't think anybody should be relying on these apps for work. I'm very, very grateful that I could do Facebook Lives, but thank God we have Genesis Communications Network. We have podcasts. We have, other ways to get the show to you. But there are some people where they really, really rely on their Facebook, their Instagram for their careers. I would maybe hedge a little bit. Have a backup plan because these things do go down. There's a great website called Down Detector. It's showing that Instagram is still down for many threads. It shows you, all the things that are technically streaming and what's down. Your Gmail, Discord, Amazon, Snapchat, AT&T. Down Detector is a really, really good site that I think you guys should have as a go-to just so you know what's going on because a lot of us made some silly mistakes this morning. So with me, I kept logging in. I'm on social media. I'm trying to log in, make sure that it could work for my show. And it's asking me for my password. So like an idiot, I keep putting in the password. My password is password, sometimes it's, I don't know my password, one. So I keep putting that in. Don't tell anybody, because I want to keep my password private. So I keep putting it in, and it's not working. So then I go to the, I go from my phone, so I go to my PC, and then I try another computer. Like, why am I continuing to put a password in? And then I even panicked a little bit. Was I now kicked off social media? Now, I really haven't put anything political, except I did put up a meme on International Women's Day. Apparently, I saw this meme where International Women's Day was supposed to be March 6th, but since women took an average of 2 days to get ready for anything, it got put off to March 8th. And then for men, they already had the date, but they forgot it or something like that. I don't know. It's just this funny meme I posted. So now I start to panic. Okay, wait a second here. Whoa. Did I get kicked off? Was my content not appropriate? And I've had people that have been kicked off social media. The anxiety and the stress, overwhelming. I mean, look what happened to Trump. They silenced Trump. Now, he was able to start his own network, but the average person cannot start their own network. And so when I saw, I went to Twitter to calm everybody down. It's not you. Don't think that you were the one, that it was something personal. But, it looks like it's down. And some people reached out to me saying, thank you for that. Others saying, I need it for work. But we really have an over-dependence and over-reliance on some of these things that can, at the drop of the hat, fall apart. I never put that much stock into something technical or electrical. I mean, that's why I'm a little nervous about electric vehicles. Okay, I don't like glitches. I trust my old car. I trust old school. Look at what's happening with the hospital system. With this hack that happened that affected multiple pharmacies, multiple hospitals, multiple medical offices. Then go old school. You got paper and a pencil. You got paper and pen. Make photocopies, fax if you need to. You know, to hell with the middleman. Apparently insurance companies are middlemen, and now on top of that you have a middleman between the insurance companies and the doctors. And that got hacked. Why are we so vulnerable? Why are we so dependent? Why don't we have a plan B? Why aren't we, you know, able to help pivot? And so Facebook, these social medias, that's how people communicate. I'm very grateful for my Facebook account. I'm very grateful for what I'm able to do on Facebook Live and able to converse with many of you. Now, there are other options out there, Threads, Instagram, but they're all down, especially if they're all owned by Meta. Yeah, there's Truth Social, there's Twitter, but we can be hacked at any time, and we don't know why. Meta has not told us yet why this went down. Was it a hack? All I know is a bunch of us putting in our passwords again might not have been the best thing to do. So maybe change your password to, I don't know what my password is to. That's why we're going to change it to just to play it safe. But again, don't tell anybody. So my recommendation is if, you know, just pretend. You know how we go through fire drills? We go through earthquake drills. You know, we go through these little rehearsals. Just rehearse what happens if you don't have social media. Okay, do you have a rotary, not maybe a rotary phone, but, you know, do you have a landline? No, most of us don't. You know, we got cell phones. What if the cell phone tower's out? Can you go to a payphone? Can you call your buddy? Do you know your friend's phone numbers? I don't know. I got some best friends that I do not know what their number is. Just too many numbers. 10 numbers, and I understand one of the numbers is a 1, but if they don't live in my zip code, that is an extra 10 numbers. That's 10 numbers I would have to memorize. 11 plus the 1. Maybe start doing that. Just start memorizing some of your family members' phone numbers. I understand that if they only have a cell phone, you won't be able to reach them. I get that. But if they're in another area, you might be able to. But there's got to be other ways for us to communicate, other ways for us to connect without being strictly reliant on Facebook. And again, I'm grateful for Facebook, and I am overwhelmed by how successful it's gotten and how much I like using it. But come on, it's still down for users and people are panicking. We got bigger fish to fry coming our way. Can't be panicking about Facebook. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. A big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So today is Super Tuesday. I'm going to be talking about that in a little bit. Big, big day. Probably a very, very big day for Trump, even though Nikki Haley won the D.C. primary 2-1. I think she got 1,200 votes to his 600-something votes. But Trump is looked upon as to probably, in a landslide, win most of the delegates. I don't believe he's going to technically have enough to win the nomination. You need to have at least 1,200. He'll be close to that. But we believe by the following week, we would probably know if he secured that. In the meantime, there has been a lot of requests from the Democratic side to find somebody other than Biden. They don't think Biden is electable. He seems to be losing in the polls to President Trump, former President Trump, to Nikki Haley. He really does need to retire. He needs to enjoy time with his family and deal with all the legal stuff that's going to be heading his way as it pertains to Hunter and all the other stuff going on. And I just think, you know, a man who has put 40 years into public service, I think, you know, he doesn't need to double down. I would just hate to see somebody with his years of service be mocked for some of the things he's doing now. And, you know, that's why some of us retire, so we don't make mistakes, so we don't make gaffes, so we don't insult people, so we aren't remembered, you know, by, you know, our cognitive deficit or whatever people are now attributing his managing the executive branch to be. So there's been a lot of discussion about Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama should run. Michelle Obama will be our first female president. I wouldn't be surprised. Michelle Obama has a lot of popularity among the Democrats. I think she went to Princeton. She went to Harvard. She's done a lot of work with nonprofits. Does she have presidential experience? No. Does she have military experience? I don't think so. You know, has she managed her own businesses? Can she manage the economy? That's up for the voters to decide. But she has, again, reiterated she is not running. Now, I remember Hillary Clinton said she wasn't going to run, and then she ended up running. I really do believe that Michelle Obama is going to sit this one out. If I was Michelle Obama, and Michelle Obama is a very, very bright woman, I would see that Trump's going to probably win. This is probably going to be one of the most difficult races for Democrats because of everything that happened under the Biden administration and what Trump has promised he would do in terms of the border, in terms of national security, in terms of inflation and economy. And so why lose? So I personally believe that Michelle Obama is going to run. Not this time, though. I think she will run. I mean, you have a chance where you are probably one of the most popular Democrats now, and people have been dying to see history and the first female. Imagine you and your husband being historical presidential candidates and winners. I wouldn't be surprised if she does, but currently right now her team says no. She is supporting, obviously Biden, supporting Kamala Harris, and what fascinates me is, you know, before you would have like George Washington, for example, you know, who led the revolution and who, you know, led America to victory. You had Dwight D. Eisenhower, you know, who with his victories during World War II. You know, I'm not saying all presidents need to have military experience, but I'm wondering why we don't have that suggestion. You know, the commander-in-chief is one of the most difficult and crucial jobs. That's why, you know, people are panicking about Biden's mental status, because he is technically commander-in-chief. We have men and women in all our armed forces, all six branches, including Space Force, that are reliant on that commander-in-chief. They take their orders from him. And, yeah, it does make people nervous. And so you would wonder if anybody that does run for president, they have to be at least 35 years old, but what about other qualifications? Should there be certain qualifications? There was a study showing that governors do better in terms of political success than senators, because a governor shows they ran a state at least. You know, Governor Newsom could possibly have success on the Democratic side of things. I mean, he's got a lot of explaining to do for things that have happened in California. Not the rest of the country doesn't necessarily want to see things go that way, especially paper straws. That was a cluster. Now that we know the paper straws could possibly hurt the environment and have chemicals more so than plastic. But, I mean, it's not just about the straws. But, running a state at least gives you some experience to running something. I mean, the average person doesn't have experience running the country because the average person is a president. But I wouldn't be surprised if Michelle Obama eventually does run. It would be interesting to see why she doesn't want to. What are her concerns? But my guess is I don't think the Democrats think they're going to win this time around. So this is not the time to, you know, dip your toe in the pond. It's you want to, you know, you want to be able to do this when you know you could do it. Now, with Super Tuesday today, obviously a huge, huge day, came by fast, but we have 865 Republican delegates up for grabs. Each Republican candidate needs 1,215 delegates. I think Trump is already at, is he, what, 247 right now? Anyway, so the primaries that are happening on the Republican side are Alabama, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Maine, Massachusetts, Minnesota, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, Vermont, Virginia. There's going to be caucuses going on in Alaska and Utah, and the Democrats are going to be holding primaries in Alabama, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Maine, Massachusetts, Minnesota, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, and Virginia, as well as America Samoa. So, you know, these Super Tuesday states, now, the dates are usually determined by state legislators, according to CBS News, and each state submits a proposal for a date for their Democratic or Republican primaries. You know, Super Tuesday isn't that somebody's like, well, I just want to be on Super Tuesday. It's, you know, it's when, I think the name came from a book. Now, I thought that was, I think there was a book called Super Tuesday back in the 90s, but they said Super Tuesday started in 1988 when southern states wanted to coordinate to nominate a more moderate candidate. And then other states were like, well, Super Tuesday sounds good. And so they either moved up their primaries or they moved their primaries. But, yeah, Trump has 276 delegates, Nikki Haley 43. DeSantis has dropped out but still has delegates. Vivek Ramaswamy still has. But Democrats are vying for 1,400 delegates. Each candidate on the Democratic side needs close to 2,000 delegates to win out of a total of 3,900. Biden has about 206 right now. So, you know, we'll see what happens. It's just, I know it's very anxiety producing, and I find it fascinating that we have a Biden-Trump matchup again. I'm not surprised that Trump is running again. Now, people were mad when he, you know, didn't win in 2020, and people have wanted him back. V is very, very popular. Probably one of the most popular Republican candidates I've ever seen in my lifetime. With Biden, though, Democrats, they either have to double down, saying, you know, he was good for us, we're going to ride the Biden wave, or they're going to have to quickly decide who else to put in. And, you know, I know Newsom has been talked about, like I said, Michelle Obama, I think Hillary Clinton, you know, has, you know, maybe been considering. But if all the primaries are right now about Biden, I don't see him going anywhere. Now, what I have, though, predicted, and I still think this could happen, is if Biden feels like he is going to be leaving his career on a real down note, if they catch him, and I'm not sure why he's still running at this point, but if he thinks that he is going to just be a joke from here on out, especially now that Saturday Night Live is turning on him, once you lose Saturday Night Live, you're losing a lot of popularity. He might stand down, but do so with a bang, and say, I'm going to give you the first female president, and I'm going to give you Kamala Harris. So I want to do this for America, and that could be something he still does before his presidency ends this year, if it does. But right now, it looks like he's going for broke. So we'll see. 1-877-SALLY. Don't go away.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA News Update. More and more Americans are having their loan applications denied. USA's John Schaefer.
Over the past 2 years, lenders have denied half of all loan applicants, spanning home mortgages, car loans, and other financing options.
Since March 2022, which is when the Fed first began raising interest rates to fight this round of inflation, they've been denied, and 17% of them have faced more than one denial.
Bank rate analyst Sarah Foster notes that the current interest rate for a home loan stands at approximately 7.2%.
Jury selection begins Tuesday in the trial of the father of a school shooter charged with involuntary manslaughter in Michigan. James Crumbly is facing four charges in the deaths of students at the hands of his son Ethan at Oxford High School back in November 2021. The shooter's mother, Jennifer, was already convicted last month on the same charges her husband faces now. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So how many of you drink diet soda? A lot of you. Maybe fewer, now that soda is really getting expensive. But I will every now and then have some diet soda. When I need something sweet, if I need something bubbly, and I don't want to reach for sugar, and I don't want to eat, I'll drink some diet soda. Not the healthiest, you know. And in fact, it makes you hungry. In fact, diet soda could cause weight gain. Now, I remember the 80s, the Pepsi Free, the Diet Shasta. Don't give me the soda. I loved the Tab, all those, because you would see, I think, Cindy Crawford all these supermodels, super skinny, and bathing suits that I've always wanted to wear, and they would be sipping a diet soda. And I'm like, well, I want to look like her when I grow up, so I should drink a Tab or a Pepsi Free or a Diet Coke like that. Well, the problem is the artificial sweetener is so potent and hundreds of times, if not thousands of times, sweeter than sugar, that your pancreas, as well as other body signals, are like, whoa, sugar's coming down the pike and a whole slew of it. A lot of sweet is coming. So you start to induce a lot of insulin. You start to excrete more insulin because the body is getting ready for a huge sugar load like cotton candy or a super frosted cupcake. And then it's diet soda, battery acid, right? Coming down the pike. And they're like, where's the sugar? Where's the sugar? The sugar's coming. The sugar's coming. Where is it? Well, now you're all dressed up and nowhere to go. So you have all this insulin that's floating around going, well, there's supposed to be sugar somewhere. We got the memo. A memo told us four floors up that sugar's coming. So just, men, find the sugar and get it into the cells. Do what you need to do. So you actually can feel hypoglycemic a half hour into drinking a diet soda and longer. And then you might even get hungry. Now, your body might think something's wrong and slow down your metabolism and say, whoa, all right, guys, there was no food. Nothing's coming in, coming down. All right, everybody slow down on the metabolism. We're going to have to store up some fat. And it's actually not the process you wanted. But I get it. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I've had some diet soda. Well, now we have a study that says if you drink a can a day or more, just one can, you could have heart issues or an increased risk of heart issues. Researchers from China looked at 200,000 adults in the UK who had never been previously diagnosed with a heart condition and followed them 10 years later. Now, they found that if you drink more than 2 liters or 7 cans a week, which is one diet soda a day, you had a 20% higher risk of developing atrial fibrillation. Now, atrial fibrillation, that's what President Biden has. Atrial fibrillation is an abnormal heart rhythm that could cause stroke, blood clots, death. Rather than your heart rhythm going ba-boom, ba-boom, the electrical impulse is chaotic. And so rather than you pumping, you fibrillate. So the heart is like boop, 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 boop. So blood sloshes around, doesn't get pumped. You start getting dizzy. You might have chest pain. You might have trouble breathing. Blood that sloshes around starts to coagulate a clot. And then when your heart does beat, you can blow a clot or pump that clot towards the brain. Pretty scary. It kills thousands of us every year. Now, why? Why diet soda? Is it the caffeine? A lot of us will drink these drinks because of the caffeine. That could be an issue. Another, it could be that the artificial sweeteners are not as healthy and safe as we think. And I don't think they're very healthy or safe. Again, I just try to do it to stave off my sugar, my sweet tooth, which I think makes the sweet tooth worse. But I don't want to drink sugary drinks, and I don't want to eat sugar. So it could just be that these artificial sweeteners can mess with the heart. But what I think it also is that it could be those of us that do the diet soda thing might not necessarily have the healthiest habits. I am very envious of my friends who go, I don't crave sugar. And I'm like, you lie. There is no way. I mean, look at this donut. You telling me you don't want to lick that donut like Ariana Grande did and put it back? You don't want to lick a donut? Nope. Cotton candy? Nope. Bubble yum gum? Nope. Chocolate cake? Nope. Really? Margarita, mojito? No, I don't crave sugar. I get jealous of those individuals because I would love to be able to pass by a piece of chocolate cake without sticking my finger into it. But somebody like me is not going to be as healthy as somebody that goes, you know what? I get very excited over a salad. See, I don't really have a lot of friends like that because I don't think I can hang out with them too much. Dahlia, you know what I'm in the mood for? I am starving. Oh, me too. Where should we go? I want to get a big salad like Elaine on Seinfeld. go back to the 90s. Go get your big salad. Go be excited about that. But I am. You got me hungry. I'm going to Chick-fil-A. So we have to eat healthier. And so maybe those of us that want diet soda, we're trying to handle a craving, and that craving is not necessarily something that is unique to just sugar. But they say participants who consume more artificially sweetened beverages were also more likely to have a higher body mass index and a higher prevalence of type 2 diabetes. Artificially sweetened beverages, diet soda, raising your risk of diabetes. We've known about that for a long time. You almost wonder if diet soda and diet drinks are also then, if you're more prone to pancreatic cancer with diabetes, are you more prone to pancreatic cancer drinking diet soda? So blood sugar is not healthy, but these artificial sweeteners have been found to cause inflammation in the body and even raise blood pressure. So to cause atrial fibrillation, I'd really like to see the exact mechanism. I don't think we know that yet, but that's scary. Because once you have atrial fibrillation, sometimes you're on lifelong treatment. I don't want my heart to mess up. I want my heart to still do what it's been doing ever since I was a fetus. Just keep beating. Beat regularly and just don't stop. And don't malfunction. Don't have a power outage. None of that. I don't want that. So you need to kind of rethink. And if you really want something sweet, you know, one trick I sometimes do is I have like frozen grapes or frozen berries. They taste like candy. Almost like ice cream or little ice. The problem is I'm not really a big ice. I don't like very cold foods. I like my dessert warm and chocolatey, you know. But you know, a grape. You want something sweet, as long as you're not diabetic, grab a grape. You know, or, you know, a little teaspoon of honey. You know, those are things you could do. But we are going to have to figure something else out. Diet soda becoming more expensive, I think, did help a lot of people. I see the prices. It's absolutely ridiculous. You can get a 2-liter for 99 cents. Now these 2 liters are $3-4. But people are still drinking it. So careful out there. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So I got to tell you, I think all my predictions are coming true, but we're not there yet. So asynchronous healthcare. Many of you guys have been hearing synchronous versus asynchronous healthcare as it pertains to telehealth. And many of you are absolutely excited about asynchronous healthcare. I'm even a little excited about it. But it could be the calm before the storm. Asynchronous versus synchronous healthcare. Synchronous healthcare, like in terms of telehealth, is you are being treated at the same time. You're talking to the doctor in real time on the phone. You're talking to the doctor or medical provider on video. They're going back and forth with you. You're being treated in sync, synchronous. Asynchronous is roughly where a patient can fill out a form online, submit all their symptoms, and a medical provider could at a later date look at it, review it, and send an electronic message or prescription to the patient, and the patient never has to talk to a doctor. I've had video visits where the patient does not want to be on the video, or they ask for a family member to talk to them because they don't want to talk to people. They don't want to see somebody. Now, I mean, we're starting to lose a little bit of, just a little, of that doctor-patient interaction. I want to see your color. I want to see your demeanor. I want to examine you. But once we said, no, you could do healthcare over the phone, we've told patients it's okay that they don't have to be seen by a medical provider in person. I talk to people over the phone. We provide care over the phone. I still always say to have an in-person exam, but we have now made it okay to treat people over the phone. Well, we knew, because it's already been piloted in many areas and in many countries, that eventually somebody is going to want to just type in their symptoms and have the computer pop out a prescription or just send it electronically to the pharmacy. That has been piloted now for about 10, 15 years. And so now telehealth companies are incorporating asynchronous health. So you don't have to see a doctor. You don't have to look at them. You don't have to hear their voice. It'll all be done electronically. Well, it's only going to be a matter of weeks, right? Once that takes hold, that a company is going to say, do we really need a human? Why don't we just have a AI bot answer these questions? And doctors are putting themselves out of business. We're doing it to ourselves. Now, you would think, no, because patients still want to see a doctor in person. I don't think they do. I had a patient, I think the child was only 16 months old, cough, fever. Parents didn't want to take the child in. They wanted cough medicine. Well, when they're under 2 years old, we're limited with what we could do. And I'm like, you know, this is over the phone. I would take the patient in. Is it RSV? Is it COVID? Don't you want any testing done? The average patient wants nothing to do with a medical visit. They don't want to go into a waiting room. And I don't blame them. They don't want to sit in a waiting room for hours. They don't want to be around other sick people. They don't want to wait for a medical provider that barely looks at them and may only spend 2 minutes with them. They don't want to argue for a prescription. They want a prescription. They think they know what their child has. And so there is a huge demand to get rid of the doctor. We have Google. Why do we need a doctor? Well, you need a doctor because we have instinct. Remember I told you a woman came into the ER saying she had a UTI, and I ended up diagnosing her with a heart attack, and she actually had her second heart attack as she was being rolled in, right, to a cardiac center or a hospital that can that had a CCU. You know, people misdiagnose themselves. You're going to not be able to dissect out medical providers and in-person visits. But people love getting their prescriptions. And now we have a birth control pill, O-pill, that's going to be over-the-counter. It's not going to be with estrogen. It's going to be a progesterone only. So some people are grumpy about that. But it's a start for people who want to get their own birth control. But are these individuals getting STD checks? Are they getting pelvic exams? Are they being asked about assault? Are they getting their hearts checked, lungs checked, blood pressure checked? Is there any sort of interaction with the doctor? In fact, they're saying cervical cancer cases are rising now that people are not going to the doctor for the birth control anymore, or they're able to get it online. So asynchronous care is going to be very popular among doctors, that are starting to become more introverted, that don't necessarily want to be dealing with the patient that's arguing with them, and very popular for patients that just want to type in what they want. Now, a concern I have is people will learn what to type to get what they want. So, you know, people are like, well, I want a steroid. All right, well, why are we giving you a steroid? Well, I don't have this, and this. I have this. You know, they'll learn what to say. Same thing with antibiotics. They'll learn all the criteria for strep. Say they have that. And then they'll, you know, and so you know, when I ask a patient questions, you know, I've caught people lying. And, you know, if you have COVID or the flu, that's a much different treatment than strep. You don't want to be misdiagnosed. Now, people always ask me, what's the liability? Are doctors getting sued for misdiagnosing? I haven't seen a lot of those because most companies have a lot of disclaimers and they have a lot of protections. And they say, look, you know, we can help you, but understand that an in-person visit will allow a much more accurate diagnosis. And I, with every patient, say, look, you know, I know you think you have this. You might want to reconfirm it in person. Because I'm not able to examine you over the phone. I mean, I'm really nice about it, of course, and most people understand that. Well, I had a person called in with abdominal pain. It sounded like appendicitis. I can't treat that over the phone. And so somebody who wants antibiotics might say, ooh, it's not right side, it's left side. So it's that diverticulitis condition, so give me antibiotics. Now, we have to be really, really careful. I caught one mom posting a picture of her daughter's throat. It didn't look like a kid's throat. It just had more of an adult look to it. And luckily, I was able to do a Google image. The telemedicine platform had a way for you to see if the image was from another part of the web. And it was. It was stolen from a textbook. And I'm like, why would you lie about your daughter? So as I'm seeing, I'm not accusing all patients of this, but I'm seeing a lot of patients where they really don't want an MD or DO or nurse practitioner or PA's years of experience and training behind the decision. They want a Pez dispenser. They want a fast food joint that will give them their Z-Pack, steroid, and fries. And I'm nervous about that. I have not seen so much disrespect coming from a patient population that I have the last few years. And I mean, you know, some doctors really messed up with the whole COVID narrative. They did. And so there's been a lot of, you know, people questioning it. Are you more politically motivated or are you more patient motivated? But, you know, asynchronous care is going to be the step before AI managing the x-rays, managing the physical therapy orders, managing the prescriptions. And we doctors are letting ourselves lose our jobs. And patients are going to be losing their doctors. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.